Amen. I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm so glad I got it. Because I once were lost, but now I'm fine. Amen. Amen. If any of you got something here tonight going on with you, I ain't bring it to me. Amen. Because I know that the God that's on the inside of me, hey, he do all the work. He do all the work. Amen. I speak a word on you, whoever it might be. It don't matter. I ain't afraid of nothing. That's just the confidence that I have. Because once I got introduced to the word, see, don't never think ain't nobody paying you no attention. Neither one of you. Are you following me? Because when I left them here, no matter I left them here, but the word that y'all spoke was still in me. And God moved me to put me in a situation. Good God Almighty. Bishop, can I have about 3 more minutes? God moved me away from here. Huh? And put me in a lion's den. Are you following me? Going down there where I once was. Amen. And while I was there, I didn't know all the things that were going on. I was surrounded by evil and wickedness. And they wanted to make, and the ones that wanted me to be the pastor, outnumbered the one that didn't want me to be the pastor. But at the time I told them, I don't want to pastor no church. But they still wanted me to be there anyway so that they can overpower them. Good God Almighty. And them that were kicking against me, which I ain't down there to be kicked with what I'm doing, come to me and tell me the things that they tell me. I said, Lord, what I'm doing down here? But I hung around all the stealing, backbiting. Amen. Amen. They elected a pastor in the office, they hadn't heard me preach but one time. Didn't even know. I said, what the man's name? What's his last name? I don't know. But you finna put him in the pastor? Dude, you don't know if he have a criminal record or not? Amen. Some of you women out there, before you meet a man, you better check him out. Okay. I love him. You better check him out. You better check him. Look, you got a job? You got good credit? How many, you get paying child support? You still with your mom and them? How many children, you got more than three kids? But you love them. You want to marry them. You already putting yourself in a bad situation. Huh? You need to examine your situation before you jump in that. Bring him to church. And if you bring him to church, that word will find him. Huh? That word will find him. Amen. And they allowed me and they put me in that lion's den. And then, all of a sudden, some way, somehow, God made it for me to come to Calhoun City. Amen. And they invited me to speak, Pastor. You know, and Lord, what an atmosphere. Didn't have about 8 people. Amen. About the same minute that was on Noah's Ark. About 8 or 10, you know. About some, you know, 10 or 8, something like that. But you know what, though? Those were people that fear God. And I said to myself, man, there ain't enough people down here. So I was hung up on the crowd. But God had to get that away from me because if I'd have focused on that, it would have became a stronghold. You follow me? Good people. We ate at nobody ever Sunday. They're the evening folks I ever seen in my life. Evening, and you know, so when they was looking for a pastor, but I wasn't interested in a pastor. Are you following me? I wasn't interested. No, I won't jump in that water. But some reason, somehow, y'all, I kept missing because they invited a speaker come. Then 2 weeks later, they bring me back. Month later, they bring me. But I kept, my spirit wanted to be there. Huh? But I had one deacon that kept praying. Amen. And he came to me. He said, you know, with leading a pastor, will I be interested in, you know, I said, man, I ain't never a pastor now. Nothing like that. But I was led by, I believe truly I was led by the Spirit. Go ahead. And they asked me, I'm going to say it anyway. They asked me, what would your salary be? What would you like for us to give you every Sunday? You know, and I told him, I said, you ain't got to give me nothing. God took care of me before I came here. He's going to take care of me when I leave here. But whatever you do, now this, now we need to do, get something. And I don't want to stop people from planting a seed. But I said, whatever you give, don't let the church struggle trying to take care of me. Because God's house come first. Amen. Are you following me? Amen. Amen. Didn't hardly have nothing. Nothing, Bishop. Nothing. But all of a sudden, by us staying on God's word. Amen. Amen. Turn from our wicked ways. Had some on the inside that God knew that we had. God was sending people there that were tithers. Just riding down the street and they wonder, for some reason we just had to, something led us to stop by here. I don't know why we're by here. I said, would you look at there? Huh? People started coming. Are you following? Money started coming. And you know what? And like I said, and I apologize to God because when I was here, I wasn't no tithe. I ain't no sense of me saying. Yeah, amen. Because I had some world, I had a lot of world still in me. Yeah. But now I can't, now I got to give. Yeah. I love, you know, it's good when you love to give. Yeah. Huh? I'm so glad God got me. I love to bless somebody. Yeah. Amen. I love to give. Yeah. And once I started giving, the church kept receiving. This thing really worked. Yeah. He said, bring ye your tithes and offering. That there be room in my storehouse. And prove me. Huh? God putting you to the test. And see when I open up the windows with an S, me more than one window. And pull you out a blessing. That means that you got, I don't care how many, I don't know how many windows it is. Because it's with an S. See, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. That it won't be enough room. Good God Almighty. See, I want to hang around folk that receive pouring. Huh? Amen. I want to rejoice with them that rejoice. Are you following me? And all of a sudden, Bishop, is it getting close that time? I kept telling the church, there's some reason God is telling me something. Okay, God is telling me something about some walls being torn down. I don't know why the Lord telling me this coming to me. What? I said, well, maybe he's trying to get it because we didn't have enough room by the side of that sound booth right in there. That's the only about the room we had to get God some praise. We bumped the wall. You know, some of when we had company, some had to go outside that little bit just to sit down so company can sit in there. Are you following me? Amen. Then all of a sudden, I'm riding down the street in the truck. I saw that building for sale. God revealed it to me. Lord, have mercy. And we called a man, what he wanted for the building. I said, Lord, that's a lot of money. I told Deacon about it. Then, about a month later, I'm going back down the same direction, and the sign had to lay it over on the ground, on the other half of the side, of his side. The whole sign wasn't standing. I said, let me call this man. And when I called him, what he wanted for it, we ended up buying it for what half he was wanting for it. Are you following? Amen.